The truth hurts. It hurts both the speaker and the hearer. And we can tell by today's story. When King Herod was confronted with the reality that he had to change his life, he chose to save his face. He chose to cling on to his power, even though he loved to listen to St. John the Baptist, because the truth kind of compelled and draws him to it. But ultimately, he was a coward. He stuck to his own way of life, his own power, and ultimately was willing to sacrifice John the Baptist in order to hold on to his earthly kingdom and manipulation and the things that he held dear to. And the truth also hurts the speaker. John the Baptist paid dearly with his very own life. He was martyred because of that truth. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the beheading of St. John Baptist today, we must ask ourselves, when we hear the truth being taught to us through the teachings of the church, through the writings of the saints, through holy tradition, and through scriptures, with our own way of prayer and the life of worship, do we change our life? That the truth hurt us and compels us to be transformed? Or have we become so stagnant that we no longer want to do anything else except to silence it? The truth hurts, and it hurts us deep from within because it invites us towards something deeper than ourselves. Let us therefore let go. Let go of the things that we think we need to be. Let go of the things of this world so that we can grab on to Christ, the one who loves us, even if it's going to cost us our very own life, cost us the things that are dear to us. Let us go. Let us let all of those things go, because the truth hurts, but it's also healing deep from within, because it frees us from everything else so that we can grab on to the one who truly loves us. As we celebrate John the Baptist today, I would like to invite each and every one of you to allow the gospel to set you free and to be John the Baptist for this world, not with words of condemnation or self-justification, but the words of truth. Teach what the church teaches. Teach what Christ teaches. Teach what the saint teaches. And teach what's going to free each and every one of us from the things of this world so that we can truly belong to him. Preach Christ always, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, no matter what the cost might be.